everybody, and welcome to this episode of A&K on the Runway.
Hey, guys.
So this is it. This is the final episode before New York Fashion Week.
It wasn't really that exciting of an episode, really.
Not really, no.
Kind of, I don't know, I guess sort of a letdown in the end, but we'll get there.
We learn that what the designers are going to have to do to earn their spot is create a high fashion winter look.
That any fashionita would want to wear on a cold day. I feel like that part's important.
Right.
And they want them to show that they deserve to be at Fashion Week.
For sure. They are going to get 2 days for this challenge, as well as $400 to spend at Mood. So, in order to inspire them to create these winter looks, Tim says that they're going somewhere cold.
To the coldest place in Manhattan.
Right. So they head to Five Below Bar, which is a bar in that could only exist in Manhattan.
Oh my God, I was literally just thinking that.
And it is a bar where it's Five Below Celsius in there.
And is it Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Yeah, it's Celsius.
Okay.
And everything is made out of ice.
Who goes there, do you think? Who goes to this bar? Who works at this bar?
I would hate my life if I went there. God. If somebody was just like, hey, we're going to go check out this new bar.
Yeah.
It's made out of ice and it's super cold in there. I'm like, no, yeah. I'm good.
I appreciate the bundle up before going in. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
It's not that big, so it can't be. Probably some dumb celebrity is like keeping this thing afloat, but I just don't understand. And now that they've been on the show, crazy, rabid Project Runway fans are going to go to this bar, and it's probably like $20 for a Bud Light,
right,
something like that.
They probably don't have Bud Light there, honestly.
Fair. It's probably $20 for like a very basic cocktail.
I bet they have, I feel like they would have to have exclusively alcohol, like liquor.
For sure.
Because beer would freeze.
Yeah, and it would taste terrible. You're right. No, you're right. And so these poor designers have to like bundle up and then be in there for, I assume, 30 minutes to sketch. And I'd be like, what? I can't sketch with these gloves on. Like,
I didn't need this inspiration. I can figure out what cold feels like.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And they all are essentially sketching the same thing because most winter looks, probably all winter looks, include a coat. So everyone's making a coat.
Right. So we head to Mood. Everybody's getting their fabrics. We're seeing some wools. Just a lot of heavy fabrics, and everybody's checking out, and at the very last minute, Tim asks if anybody bought any fur, and he states that this is a fur-free show, which apparently I didn't know, nor did anybody else, it seemed like.
I had to figure that was the case, because there's no way that this sort of show on Lifetime can allow someone to use fur. So how this came about is Margarita had the idea to make this very elegant looking, just an elegant look, and she was going to use real fur. And real fur is very expensive, so she ended up going with rabbit fur. It was like black rabbit fur. And I was just like, oh man, rabbit fur? Like in the sense of, that came from a real rabbit? Not into fur personally. I could see how people would be. It does look very luxurious. But I have a hard time believing that that wouldn't be in the rules that they were given, you know what I mean, before they came on the show. Also, knowing that this was a winter challenge, they should have announced that when they announced the challenge.
Yes.
Like, the whole setup was poorly executed.
Yes. Like, this differs from the violation of the rules that we saw before, because, like, if you're reading through the rules and it says we're fur-free show, it's like, okay, sure. Okay, I wasn't really planning on using fur anyway. And then something like this comes up, mm-hmm, and it's like, okay, fur in a design sense makes sense at this point. So the rule that you just kind of glossed over because you weren't planning on using it now comes into play. It's, I think, acceptable to kind of forget that rule.
Yeah, they should have reiterated that. Right. I really wish we could get our hands on the Project Runway rule book. I'm just very curious as to what it says.
So as she's checking out, Marguerite is like, yeah, I used fur. He's like, how much? She said she spent like $75 to $80 on it. So she used a decent portion of her money.
Almost a quarter.
On that. So we cut to commercial and come back, and Tim fixes the situation. He says that it was his mistake by not really reiterating that this is a fur-free show before everybody went out to buy their fabrics. He says that he is going to give Margarita 5 more minutes to go replace the fur with something else. He asks the rest of the designers if they think that is fair. Everybody does agree. So, problem solved. Margarita goes and picks up a faux fur to work with.
And Margarita is not really a roll with the punches type of gal.
No.
So, this is nearly devastating for her. Like, she is sort of freaking out before, during, and after. It's kind of like a callback to the episode where Claire was knocking off her top in the previous look, and it just consumed her.
Yeah.
So for the whole first day, she is just thrown entirely because of this. And she gets, obviously, faux fur is not going to look the same and look as luxurious as real fur. It looks like a monster costume in the sense of it's synthetically manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't really replicate that. You know, she's like, I'm just going to have to make it work, sort of thing. We have a very short day one in the workroom. Not too much, you know, is happening. Like I said, Margaret is struggling. Kenya loves the fabric that she picked. Brandon loves the fabric that he picked. Kentaro's making a whipped cream coat, and then that's it.
Yeah, Kentaro and Brandon are in full brothers mode here. There's a solid like 5 to 10 minutes where they just show Kentaro and Brandon kind of bouncing their ideas off of each other and like modeling their own looks essentially.
Yeah, Kentaro has Misha. So it seems like they've paired the designers with the model that they really connected with and did really well with throughout the season. And so Kentaro has Misha, and he said, well, I can at least try it on because Misha and I have a very similar body type. It was just funny because he was so matter of fact about it, but I guess they kind of do.
Yeah. So we move into day two and pretty much directly into the Tim Gunn critiques. He talks to Kentaro first. As Antoinette stated, he's working on what he kind of alluded to as this whipped cream top. It's basically, it's a wrap coat in this beige color. And it has just a lot of folds and just kind of fabric going this way and that way. And Kentaro wanted to use kind of a very, very light lavender fabric to make a turtleneck. But he was also thinking this bright yellow to, because he knows that the judges want to see color. And he immediately kind of gets away from that yellow because he thinks it looks like egg yolk, which it definitely did on that beige.
Mm-hmm. Or like a big bird yellow.
Right. And Tim thinks that Kentaro should just own the neutral that he has and picks this pretty much beige colored lighter fabric that Kentaro has and suggests he make the turtleneck out of that. I can't really say I agree with this critique.
Oh, no.
No. I think the color would have helped a lot.
I think it. I liked it all in one because it does look more luxurious. I think it would have been weird because of how it turned out. I thought it was like a turtleneck underneath, but I got the impression it was the turtleneck for the coat.
Oh.
So I'm not sure. Tim moves on to Kenya, who's using a sort of vintage-inspired houndstooth fabric in a tangerine and brown. I make that sound really ugly, but it's hard to envision it without seeing it. But think think of vintage 70s couch. What you saying?
Sure.
Okay. Tim tells her it's all in the details and that she needs to establish herself as a designer. So in order to do this and get a win, she needs to infuse the underlying pieces with innovation. And Tim tells her that she's always been a bridesmaid, never the bride, which I really hate that saying because it really reduces women down to just being someone else's property. And I knew that saying was going to come up for Kenya because she's never won a challenge. So I'm shocked it didn't happen until now.
And he kind of gives her this odd advice that in this situation is very fitting and that she has to be looking ahead. She,
yeah,
in this challenge, she's trying to, and this applies to all the designers, but they're trying to win this challenge and earn their spot in New York Fashion Week. But at the same time, they have to be designing for New York Fashion Week. Yeah. They have to convey to the judges that this is something that they want to see 10 more times over.
It's sort of like a preview piece almost, with a winter theme. You know, can you, is there enough that's interesting and elevated in high fashion to allow you to go to New York Fashion Week?
They move to Brandon. Brandon is working with this wax cotton material that he is just really excited to work with. He says that with this material, anything that you do with it, when you fold it, when you crumple it, it kind of leaves an impression on the fabric that stays there. So he's really excited to kind of add some detail without really doing anything structurally to the fabric. Tim says that Brandon has exceeded his already high expectations with this look.
Next, he talks with the Ayana, who's creating sort of a trench coat look. And Tim says right now she's got a clean 60s vibe to it because it's color blocked. And he wants to know, is she trying to get rid of it? Because she bought paint to sort of paint on the top. And he says there's just so much going on. And she did a sample of how she would paint it. And he said it looks like a kindergarten project. So he tells her, don't paint it. But then he has her do this experiment where she sort of like flings black paint across the pink top of the color blocked coat, and Tim just loves it, so she goes with that. But I think he hits the nail on the head where he's like, you have so much going on. She doesn't know how to like edit down her ideas, as Curtis talked about last week. And Ayana also shows Tim that this coat converts into a shorter coat. It converts into a sort of waist length jacket. And did he like that? I forget.
I think that's when he really kind of
realized that
starts
right.
Like that she tries way too hard. She has a
so
whole lot
much.
Going on yeah. with this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because she kind of shows him, like, I have this idea. And I was like, I guess that's, you know, we're in central Illinois, so you do have the real transition of seasons. And you would if you were in New York City as well.
as it's 66 degrees and raining in early November.
True. Typically, you would have seasonal transitions. So I could see this sort of, that would be a nice piece to have. And that you didn't, if you didn't need the long, you know, thing to keep your legs warm. But if it's still a wool fabric, that would be a heavy, like, fall jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of just depends on the day and the need.
We finally get to Margarita. Margarita hasn't gotten very far in her design. She, as of that moment, she had basically just a dress. And she was going to add the faux fur onto the sleeves of this dress, which seems to be from about the elbow down. And Tim, at first, seems positive about it, and I think it might be just because she's the only person that's going for a dress at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But as he gets to talking with her, he says that it feels like a throwaway. And Margarita definitely agrees with him. She was never really all that high on the dress that she was making at that point. So she, in talking with Tim, she knows that she wants to use that fur and make it very luxe. And she just kind of has this piece of fur that she cut out, and she just kind of drapes it over over her torso. And Tim has a very positive response to that. So he kind of pushes her in the direction of making an entire dress out of this faux fur.
Yeah. So she has to completely start over. And at the end of the day, they have their model fittings, which does seem sort of late in the game, but it may be like midday on the second day. Ayana starts making a freaking hat to go with her look, which she just cannot help herself.
And that was something I couldn't believe. I got,
yes,
as Antoinette can attest to, openly upset about very this. Upset. I started slamming my notebook on my legs because she knows what her problem is.
Yeah.
She, 20 minutes earlier in the show, she stated what her problem was. Tim told her what her problem is.
She cannot help herself.
It wasn't just a hat. It wasn't just a
hat. Yeah,
it was a top hat.
Yeah, it wasn't like a beanie or anything or something that makes sense with a high fashion winter look. It was a freaking top hat that she was going to do in the black wool with some of the pink wool. And you're like, what? What century is this? And who is wearing that? It was kind of insane.
My brain's starting to bleed.
There weren't any designers that sort of struggled with the model fitting besides Margarita, who, because she had literally just decided a couple hours earlier to start over. And she had Lyris, who, well, kind of expressed her displeasure with how things are going, which isn't really her job as a model. Like,
true.
Not her job to say, like, this doesn't look good. It's sort of her job just to wear the clothes that are made for her.
Very true. So we get up to the runway, and Kenya always seems to have something happen at the very, very last minute that could be absolutely devastating to her look. And in this case, on the back of the trousers that she made, she has snaps, and she put one side of the snaps on backwards. So in roughly the last probably like 2 to 5 minutes, she has to remove these snaps and then re-snow them back on by hand so that they work correctly. And she gets it done, but I think she probably only gets, like, there looked to be probably 2 or 3 snaps on there.
Yeah.
I bet she only got maybe one.
I'd say that's all she needed, but, you know, yeah. She definitely always has something at the end of time.
Right.
Our guest judge for today's runway is Katie Holmes, which is an interesting choice. So we sort of started and end the season with like actual big name sort of celebrities. I guess we did have Georgina Chapman in there, but that's because she is Harvey Weinstein's wife, and this show is actually a Harvey Weinstein show.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though. So, it's interesting. She's sort of flown under the radar since she escaped Scientology. Brandon's look is first down the runway, and I think it's a cute look. As always, there's a lot of layering. There's a crop top. It's sort of monochromatic except for the coat. So I'll start from the top. He made, I'm not even sure what fabric this would be, sort of like a jersey knit, but he made a beanie out of a jersey knit, cut a hole that her hair could come out of. Then he's got a turtleneck that goes into a long sleeve. And then he put, I think, some like shirling on the sleeves, but it's a crop top turtleneck, which I'm like, how is that functional?
Mm-hmm.
And then he made her a muff that ties around her waist. And then there are, like, this is all cream color, and then there's cream jersey leggings. And I was like, if it's a really cold day, this girl's going to freeze. The coat is a sort of army green color. And there's many layers to the coat. He's got that shirling layer after the wax cotton. And then he's got sort of a flap in the back. I mean, overall, it's cute. It looks really warm. The coat does, not anything else. I still can't believe it's crop top again. Like, does he know how to make a full shirt? I'm not sure if he does. I thought the hand warmer pouch and he made a bag out of that same, like, wax cotton was a little weird. It's cute and stylish and it's high fashion. You know, some dumb girl that is going to Aspen will wear this and then proceed to freeze her butt off.
The coat is definitely cool. He probably could have won this entire challenge just off of that alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of the outfit doesn't make any sense. It looks essentially like what he made last week and probably the week before that.
Yeah.
And probably the week before that.
But high fashion is impractical. And so that's probably why the judges will let this.
I guess. Yeah. Like, a crop top doesn't make sense. Is the hand warmer pouch, is she a quarterback?
Yeah.
Like, that nobody's going to wear just this hand warmer pouch. Like, that's what pockets
right. And
gloves are for. Like,
and this model is so in love with Brandon that he could design just something that was complete trash. And she'd be like, oh, I would always definitely wear this. Like, she just loves him.
Yeah. Margarita's look is next. And she did go with it's a high-necked fur dress with an oversized coat that is just in this tan color, and it's lined on the inside with a turquoise. The fur dress really isn't doing it for me. Like, it did have a very cool effect with the coat on, because like that fur just kind of billows out from mm-hmm. the top, and it looks like she's very warm and just bundled up. And Margarita later says she's going for this surprise factor so that when she opened up the coat, you see that the fur is the entire dress.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just having it be maybe a high-necked fur top would have looked a lot better here. The bottom just kind of looks like a bath mat. She has a belt around her waist, so it does kind of separate things. And with just how the fur lays, it kind of explodes up from this belt, so like up towards the waist, or excuse me, up towards the neck, and that kind of has a very cool effect. But then on the bottom, it just is kind of there. And I thought it just kind of looked like a bath mat on the bottom half. And I didn't think there was enough detail in that coat. And it just kind of looked like a robe, like a very large...
That's a wrap coat.
Right. But, I mean, like, it doesn't... To me, it didn't, yeah. like...
It's sort of shapeless.
It didn't lay... Like, it didn't... It wasn't asymmetrical where one side kind of went over the other. Like, it met in mm-hmm. the middle like a robe would.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, the fit of everything is a little off. Like, definitely the fit of the dress, especially since she made it in such a rush, is not great. Something about her having no neck looks weird. Like, that fur is so high. It just completely overtakes her neck. The blue lining of the coat with the tan fabric is really pretty, but like I said, also shapeless. It's just not overall very polished. Next is Ayana's look, and she, start from the top, she's got a black fedora. Then she has a long sort of trench coat. It's color blocked where the top is like a bubblegum pink that she threw black paint on. And then it's not a straight line. It's like a curved line to go into the black fabric. When she has the long coat on, you see a sort of, is that a houndstooth?
Almost checked.
Like a checked print pant. And then she put her in like slip-on
loafers.
Like white slip-on loafers. So you're like, okay. And then the sleeves are, they go over her hands, and they're also the check print. So you're like, okay, it looks very 80s and very Carmen Sandiego with the full coat and the hat. Then she opens up the coat and then takes off the bottom so the coat converts into like a sort of jacket to where it just hits at the waist. And she has an oversized romper in this black and white checked. And it is god awful. It gives her no shape. It gives her this droopy looking butt. And the romper thing with the pattern and the stupid fedora is so Full House or Sister Sister. I swear Ayana has not moved into this century. And it's not flattering and it's not high fashion. Like, this is not a high fashion look at all. Even the coat, to me, she should have not done the paint splatters. Everything about this, to me, is just pretty terrible.
I want to throw up and kill myself.
I thought this was a great concept. I thought it was terrible execution. I never liked the jacket from the beginning. I don't mind the paint. I think actually saves it.
Really?
To some extent. I thought that color blocking just didn't look right.
Something about it.
There needed to be more, like it, maybe lower or more pink, different colors, something.
I think it's partly the pink that doesn't feel very high fashion because it's such a Pepto-Bismol bubblegum.
Yeah, and I don't think even from a fashion standpoint, that's what I was thinking. Like, something about it just didn't look right. There needed to be something else there.
Can you imagine this if she kept that stupid top hat? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ugh. What about the romper thing?
I think it's hideous.
Oh, my God. It's so unflattering.
It looks really, really bad.
Look at her butt. It's just a mass of fabric.
I don't mind the pattern. Like, I think that those gloves that come out, I think that looks cool. I think that looks
right.
That looks good. It goes well with the rest of it, but you can kind of see the pants on the bottom. And then when she takes the jacket off, the convertible jacket looks really cool, actually, I think, in concept. Again,
without fedora.
Different coloring.
Yeah.
Like, that would have looked a lot better, because even like it looks good both ways. It looks good as that long jacket, and then when she unzips it, it looks very cool.
I just
as
can't
the
get
small jacket
past
as
the
well.
Colorized,
the yes, problem. And then of course she puts a hat on her because Ayana can't stop herself from designing.
And she said that doing this oversized romper is more in line with her modest aesthetic, but I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. I think that's where she's having a real struggle here, because the look reads so 80s, mm-hmm. not modest.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't read that at all. So she's going to have to figure that out.
For sure. Kenya is next, and she just got this challenge, in my opinion.
Did she?
I liked her coat from the very beginning. It's that pattern choice was definitely a risk.
It's a nice coat.
And I think she pulled it off. And then under the coat, she has made a kind of black and white polka dotted blouse with a high-waisted pant in this black kind of shimmery material.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that combination was simple, but fashionable. And the pants specifically had enough detail to really elevate them to be a high fashion look.
Here's the problem with Kenya. She always slightly misses the mark of the challenge. This is not a ready-to-wear challenge. It's a high fashion winter look. She didn't hit the mark. She's just below it. This is all ready-to-wear separates, and the outfit she made underneath doesn't elevate the coat and vice versa. You can get any of these three individual pieces at JCPenney's already, and that's the problem.
See, but no, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You can't, like, that coat?
Yes. I feel like I've seen that coat.
I could see somebody charging like $300 to $500 for that coat.
For sure.
And You can't get a $300 coat at JCPenney.
Yes, you can. Coats are expensive.
No, you can't.
Okay. It's the last time you went to JCPenney to get a coat.
And I could see somebody charging like $100 to $150 for those pants.
Okay, sure, fine. It's a Banana Republic look.
Okay. Like,
that's what I'm saying, though. That's not high fashion. She did a good job with the coat. It's very well made. It's just, she doesn't know how to elevate clothes. If you're comparing it to, not Ayana's, but if you're comparing it even to Margarita's, even to Brandon's, which is supposed to be street, it still feels high fashion. And hers is not really there. It's really well made. The coat is well done, but it feels a little like vintagey, but that's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I'm not sure about the top. The pants are okay. It's just like, if you're a fashionista, if you're some like Instagram influencer or whatever, that's not the look that you're going for to project out for your high fashion winter look.
See, but even I disagree with that. Like, I think of, when I hear fashionista, I think of somebody that just looks like well-dressed all the time.
I think that just means well-dressed. I think if you're a fashionista, you're like pushing into the bounds of fashion. Because what she's wearing underneath is very like workwear meeting. And that's what Kenya does.
I suppose that's fair.
The last look comes from Kentaro. And it's a little confusing to me. But Sui has this coat. It sort of looks like whipped cream, like he said. There's sort of these layers, and he's got a built-in scarf to it. It's in this cream color. It looks very warm. Looks like a blanket. Then he made shorts out of the same material. They're longer in the front than the back, and they just have like a vent, like a slit on each side. He made leg warmers in this black and gray pattern, and he put her in boots, I think. Why the shorts? It's high fashion because it's impractical. So again, someone would wear it because, like, who else would wear shorts in the winter? It's a well-made coat. And it's nice overall and it looks warm, but that's all I really have to say about it.
Yeah, I thought that the coat really flowed beautifully. Everything really lays very nicely. And as I said earlier, it looks like just one long piece of fabric that it's just wrapped around. I thought the shorts kind of cheapened it. Especially with the material choice. They look like gym shorts. Like if it didn't have that slit and the kind of the asymmetrical, it's a little bit higher in the back than it is in the front.
Yeah. And like, we did box pleats again.
Yeah, these would just look like your basic cotton gym shorts.
Yeah, I still don't.
And so, again, like, why nobody's going to wear shorts on a winter look?
No. Again, it doesn't make sense. Some dum-dum in Aspen or whatever rich people ski haunts will wear this, like, in the lodge or something. It's not the person going skiing.
Right.
The person that's sitting drinking hot toddies all day.
Right. So, who wins, who loses? In your mind.
I think Brandon wins and Ayana is out.
I
hated that look so much.
I think Kenya wins and Margarita is out. So we get into the judging and we start with Brandon's look. Zach thought this felt very luxe and street at the same time. Nina really appreciated the layering. And Katie Holmes thought this was a very modern take on a traditional look.
They move on to Margarita. And Heidi starts off saying, the back's not great. A fur dress was a risk, but it really works in this case. So Margarita sort of breathes a sigh of relief. The judges feel that the coat is beautiful. It's classic and timeless and chic. And Nina felt that the fur dress was a nice surprise effect, and that was just everything to this look.
With Ayana, Nina really liked that she played with the color and that everybody has a black coat, but no one has this black coat. Heidi really wants that coat, but she didn't really like the piece that was underneath it. Zach comments that he thought it was a little costumey and overstyled and a little themey. But it was new and fresh, and Katie Holmes really liked the two-in-one coat and how she played with proportions.
For Kenya, Zach felt that this was obviously a fun textile, but not sure about the styling. The blouse to the tweed to the pants aren't a great total look. Heidi felt like the pants shortened the model's torso, and the coat was way too cool for the outfit underneath, that it didn't all go together.
Finally, with Kentaro, Nina thought that it was a very modern look and very sculptural. She loved the simplicity of it. Heidi said it was heaven from head to toe. And Zach said that she was the chicest snow woman he has ever seen, and that the minimalism comes through throughout the entire look. So after they get done judging each look, they go from designer to designer and ask them why they think they should be going to New York Fashion Week and which two designers they think should join them, which was kind of confusing because earlier in the show they said four people would be moving on.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they tipped their hand, which we'll get to a little bit later, or if they just kind of got lost in the continuity of
it. I think they tipped their hand.
Okay. So each designer kind of gives their spiel, and most everybody says that in some combination that Brandon, Kentaro, or Ariana should be the one joining them on to New York Fashion Week.
Although Ariana picks Kenya and Brandon.
Right. So as Heidi is kind of giving the, we have a lot of work to do, we, you know, we'll discuss everything, we'll take a closer look and let you know who moves on, they show a shot of Margarita and just kind of has this very disgusted look on her face. And as we go back into the kiss and cry room, that becomes obvious why. And it's because nobody said that they thought she should be moving on.
Yeah, she was pissed that no one picked her, and she feels like that's going to weigh on the judges and that she's definitely going home and no one believes in her but her. She's kind of feeling a little dramatic right
now.
Yeah,
definitely throwing a little pity party for herself.
Yeah, temper tantrum happening.
And, like, that's not a slight against you. Like, everybody said Brandon because, yeah,
you'd be an idiot,
of course. Of course Brandon's going to go.
Yeah.
And most people saying Kentaro because, yeah, of course Kentaro's going to go.
Yeah, especially because he knocked this challenge out of the park.
Right. Like, it wasn't a knock against you. It's just that,
yeah, the strength of the others.
There are several other designers that really should go.
And so I think for the judges, I think their discussion sort of centers around what to do with Margarita and Kenya.
I agree. I think Ayane even got thrown into the mix on this.
A little bit. Yeah, because like, her look was so bad.
Right, Kentaro and Brandon are for sure going on.
It's what combination of the other three will do it.
For sure. So we get back out to the runway, and Kentaro is told first that he is moving on.
So I assume he's the winner of this challenge.
They didn't really ever say that.
Yeah, but I just have to assume if he's the first named, he's the
winner.
Right.
Brandon is told next that he is going. And then after that, Ayana is told she is going. So we're now down to the final two for one spot.
And how they phrase this is very important in my mind, because I got immediately suspicious. Heidi talks to Margarita. There's all the dramatic pauses. But the phrasing is, Margarita, we'd like you to create a collection for New York Fashion Week. I'm paraphrasing. That's not the exact. And I immediately got suspicious because I have a feeling that they're going to make one of these poor schmucks design a full 10-look collection and then tell them they're cut. Like, it's going to be an even more crushing blow than if you just cut them at this point.
Right. So Margarita does get to move on. So we're left with Kenya. And
how they did this.
They tried to build it up.
Oh my God.
As to what was going on, but it was really obvious right away.
Yeah.
Because, like, they play the dramatic underneath music, and nobody says anything for a while, and there's camera shots between Heidi and Kenya. So it's very obvious Kenya is moving on. But they just say Kenya, and then they kind of fade to black, and then show Kenya opening up the door to the kiss and cry room,
mm-hmm.
and then not really saying anything, and nobody says anything, and she goes and sits down, and she says that she also is going to New York Fashion Week. And then they show what happened out on the runway. It was just very overproduced. Like, yeah. They definitely had to tell Kenya, like, okay, here's what we need you to do. When you go into the room, don't say anything. Just be very quiet, very morose, and then go sit down on the couch and then tell everybody that you're going. Like, it seemed very unnecessary.
For sure.
So we do have five. No one gets eliminated. We have five people moving on to the next challenge.
And that's the thing, that this show is now stretching out and creating more drama because they need people to watch, probably.
So who do you have? We're still going to power rank all five designers because all five designers are still in the competition. Who do you have as number five for your power rankings?
I think it's Kenya. And that's because I think she would be better suited to being like a seamstress at a design house rather than the designer of the design house.
I have Ayana as my number five.
Interesting.
Because she just can't get out of her own way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this has been a problem for the last, like, four challenges in a row.
And she's going to have more time.
Yeah, that she just adds and adds and adds and adds. And I think, like, she's, I have a feeling that Tim's going to get there and just be like, whoa.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
There's a ton going on here, and you really have to simplify. And then, on her own again, won't be able to cut that down. So I feel like a complete look from her is going to be this blend of this simple, like, the basically, it's going to be a story of the two halves of this season that we saw, to where
mm-hmm.
the first half, she was essentially making the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, so long, slinky.
And the second half, she was just making just craziness.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to look good.
Yeah. I guess have a tie for number four between Ayana and Margarita, because I think they both are their own worst enemies. And I just don't know how that's going to play out with having, I forget how many weeks they have to make a collection.
It's two.
No, it's not two. It's like 8 to 10 weeks or something.
Oh.
Yeah. It's definitely not two. They will have so much time, and for Margarita, that may make her rethink and backtrack and panic to where she doesn't have, like, just well-formed looks because she has all these half-done and edited and, like, first-draft sort of looks. And then Ayana will just throw everything and the kitchen sink onto a look and won't have, like, a polished collection that makes sense. So I just don't know what to do with them.
I have Kenya as my number four. I agree to some extent with what you say, that she just makes very well-tailored clothes, and none of them are that extraordinary. I think with time that she maybe could find that. I want to say something that I wasn't able to say earlier, or I forgot to say it. I don't think that she was judged fairly in this challenge.
Why?
Well, okay, so if you, let's say you take all five of those models, and here's what we're going to do. After the runway, we're going to go to Five Below, and we're going to have drinks. You have to wear what you're wearing, though. Brandon's model and Kentaro's model are gone immediately because they're too cold. Kenya's model is the only one that probably stays the entire time. Like, we'll be there at the very end because she's actually wearing clothes.
But that's not the challenge, though. Here's the thing. Sometimes...
But then, so if that's the challenge, don't make it a winter look challenge. Make it something else. And so, like, you still have to, if you're going to judge the challenge, you have to judge the entire challenge. And don't be like, that's a really nice crop top that you made underneath that coat, Brandon. Like,
I'm confused at what you wanted to say.
I'm just saying, if they're focused on this high fashion part.
But that is high fashion.
I agree, but you're singling.
Stupid.
But if you're going to put emphasis, so you're saying that.
Her look was not high fashion because of the pieces.
Okay, but why is the emphasis on high fashion?
Because that was the challenge.
But so was the winter wear part of it.
It was high fashion winter wear.
What's winter wear about a crop top? I'm saying that if you're going to dock points because it's not high fashion and it's not fashionable enough, you damn well better dock points because you're putting a model in a crop top when it's a winter look.
Is high fashion now.
But it's not a winter look. How are you not getting this? You're fighting me on this. Like, you're saying, but a crop top is fashionable. But it's not winter wear. You're saying you have to design for the challenge.
I know.
How is designing a crop top designing shorts for a winter wear challenge?
I know. I see your point. But they are always going to craft their judging to make Brandon look like a genius.
Okay, that's fine. But
it's just that Kenya's stuff is not all that exciting.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm saying that this wasn't judged fairly.
I don't think she was unfairly judged. Yes, they should have pointed out, oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't say a single thing about Brandon wearing a crop top, Brandon's model wearing a crop top, or Kentara's model wearing shorts.
You're right. They should have
didn't say a single thing about
they
that.
They should have said, oh, on the coldest winter day, your fashionista is wearing shorts. So it's, you know, it's 10, let's say it's 20 degrees outside, 20 degrees Fahrenheit outside, and your girl's wearing shorts. Like, they should have sort of needled those points in.
Hell,
your girl's
even
wearing a crop
40
top.
Degree day.
Yeah. You have a sleeveless fur dress. You know, is she going to just sit there and her arms are cold all day? Like, yes, we should have sort of emphasized these points. Like, the closest it got was Heidi said that Brandon should not have put his model in open-toed shoes because that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
And I was like, half her lower leg's exposed. Like, she's, and her belly's exposed. Like, that doesn't make sense. So, I think it's just, I think it's the sense of they will take sexy in skin over function.
Probably right.
I agreed with you.
In the end, I agree with what you say in that what Kenya said, in what Kenya generally designs, is very well made. It's just not that interesting.
Yeah.
So we'll see if she can find that in her time alone. My number three is Margarita. She is definitely at a low point right now.
Yeah.
In her design and just in her mindset. Hopefully, with time away and just in her own element, I really think that she can make what could be the best collection out of anybody.
Yeah, I mean, she just has to not panic, and hopefully more time will help her. I don't think I have a number three because I'd like a tie.
So who's your number two?
Kentaro is my number two. I think he'll do better with more time as well, and probably just being on his own and not sort of getting the workroom influences or distractions.
I also have Kentaro as my number two. I am afraid that in his own element, he will go back to those things that we saw at the beginning of this season when he doesn't have Tim talking to him about it, each and every look as it's being made, or the judges being able to say after each look, here's what we like, here's mm-hmm. what we don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he is the best designer on the show.
Mm-hmm. He's very good. He's a good designer and he's a good executor.
Right. So Brandon still is number one for both of us.
But that doesn't necessarily mean I think he's going to win.
I agree. He definitely has a point of view. However, are we just going to see
crop tops
and oversized layers. Jackets and layers? And probably. I feel like
that's probably why he won't win.
Those things, one after another, it's going to come out mm-hmm. and just be like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you just did this in different colors and a little different. The layering was just a little bit different. Yeah, that'll be a problem.
Right. I do think, though, that as a designer, he has been the one that has grown the most mm-hmm. throughout this season.
And I think he's gained a lot of confidence.
I like his that first design that he made with the unconventional materials challenge and the nylon thing, or excuse me, the vinyl thing mm-hmm. that was just painted. Like, that looked kind of craft project-y mm-hmm. at the very beginning, and now he just makes impeccable looks.
Yeah.
So, we learn that even though we have five designers moving on, only three of them are going to earn spots in New York Fashion Week. So, we have two people still left to cut.
I don't understand why they're doing it like this. It seems like JCPenney must have furnished them a lot of money this season.
Yeah, it seems like sunken cost to where if they're going to give each designer $10,000 to make a look, that two of these collections aren't ever going to be seen by anybody. And it just, it's like wasted money.
Always have more people show than end up on the actual TV show because they want to throw off the media as to who is the final three, four, whatever.
Right.
So maybe this year, who knows? I don't know what their reasoning is, but we've never had this many people be in the game to create a collection before.
Right. So
we're going to have like a monster episode next week.
Yeah. So who do you think... Who are the two that you think don't move on? Who do you think is going to win overall?
Ooh. So it's not going to go Chalk. It's not going to go Brandon, Kentaro, Ayana, I think. I think Ayana is the one that gets crushed and somehow Margarita pulls it out. But I think Brandon, Kentaro are locks unless Kentaro completely stumbles. I don't know. I don't know as of right now. As of right now, I would say just based on up through episode 12, it would be Brandon. I am curious to see how the home visits go, what everyone's doing, because this is a spring-summer collection. I bet they're always spring-summer because I think they shoot.
I mean, New York Fashion Week was what, like a month ago?
Anyways, okay, who's your winner?
I think that the three moving on are going to be Kentaro, Brandon, Margarita. So Ayana, Kenya will be eliminated, mm-hmm. and I think Kentaro is going to win.
Interesting. I could see Kentaro maybe becoming another Christian Soriano and sort of having the ability to open up their own, to move into as a full-time designer. The winners just haven't. I don't know what they're doing. Some go back to like just running the boutique, whatever, but they don't do design work.
Yeah. So in next week's preview, we do see Tim making a stop at everybody's home visit. And we see that via teleconference, Heidi is telling at least one person that they're out.
Yeah, they must have to preview looks for the judges.
Yeah, and we see the designers mm-hmm. with the judges as well. So.
They started that a couple seasons ago where I think they probably had a really just a runway show from all the finalists that just completely bombed. And so now they make them do like a preview look where they have to show three looks, or they might have to create a new one. They get feedback from the judges and they get like a day or two to sort of refine their looks, probably so that they can, I don't know, make it better. I'm not sure.
Yeah. So we'll see how everything plays out next week.
See you guys.
Auf Wiedersehen.